Well, greetings to you in Jesus' name. This is Steve Clark, and this is the last day of my little 7-day series on the two little words found in the New Testament. So many times they're found in Christ or in whom. And what I'd like to do here today to finish this little series off is just read a song that I appreciate a lot. It's a more modern song. It was written or copyrighted in 2001, but it's deep. It has some real rich meaning, something that you can really look at and ponder, and it's like a lot of old-time hymns have a lot of rich meaning and things. This one also does, not like a lot of modern songs these days. And the song is called In Christ Alone, and that's what we've been looking at, In Christ. It's written by Stuart Townsend and Keith Getty, and as I said, it was copyrighted in 2001. It goes like this. In Christ alone my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. So that first line there of the song, talking about that in Christ alone his hope is found, or my hope is found, and talks about him being a cornerstone, him being a solid ground, and that we can, that he's firm through the storms of life. We can lean upon him, we can stand upon him, and we can have confidence there in him. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled and striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. And that's Jesus. Is he came to this earth because he loved us. The Father sent him because he loved the world. Okay, the second line goes, in Christ alone who took on flesh, fullness of God and helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied, for every sin on him was laid. Here in the death of Christ I live. And this is a controversial verse in this song that some people don't like those words, that the wrath of God was satisfied. But I think they're very scriptural in that even as I think it was the first day we were looking at Isaiah 53, where it talks about, it's prophesying of Jesus. Just trying to turn there here real quick. And Isaiah 53, where it says here, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper at his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul. The Father, God the Father, shall see the travail of his soul, of Christ's soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. So in the song here, it's talking about Christ who took on flesh. He was the fullness of God in a helpless baby. That's just incredible. Here he was, God come in the flesh, Emmanuel, and as a helpless baby. The gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Here he was, he came to save people, and what did they do? They mocked him. They spit upon him. They nailed him to a cross. And then it says, till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. Praise God. Every sin on him was laid, all of your sin, all of my sin. Here in the death of Christ, I live. verse 3 of the song says, "There in the ground his body lay, light of the world by darkness slain. Then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. And as he stands in victory, sin's curse has lost its grip on me. For I am his and he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ." And I think it was yesterday we talked about that Christ in us and we in him. If we are in Christ, as we're looking at, he promises too that he will be in us. I believe that was in Romans 8 that we looked at that. Bought with the precious blood of Christ. Praise God. And then the last verse, it says, "No guilt in life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus desires to set me free. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ I'll stand." So I changed one little line there. It said, in the original, it said, "From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny." But I changed it to, "Jesus desires to set me free." And the reason why I changed that is, there's a theology out there, it's called Calvinism, God chooses who's going to be saved and who's going to be lost. That it's all up to God, that he chooses some to be saved and some to be lost. It's by his good pleasure, as Calvin says, to damn people to hell. Well, I don't believe that theology. I don't believe it's biblical. I believe that that we as Christians, or we as people in this world, choose whether we will serve Christ, whether we'll live for him, whether we will accept the free gift that he's offered, or whether we will scorn him and go our own way, whether we will accept him or whether we won't, this free gift. So I don't believe that Jesus commands my destiny. I believe that he desires to set me free, and that it's my choice whether I will receive that free gift or not. So I did change that line. And then it goes on, "No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand." And I believe that's true. The New Testament talks about that. But I can make a choice, and I can choose to walk away from Christ and go my own way. "Till he returns or calls me home, here in the power of Christ I'll stand." So I'll just leave you with that song. Those words are very powerful, something that you can be encouraged by. That in Christ alone, my hope is found. So God bless you. Thank you for calling in and listening these last several days. And may the Lord richly bless you with just the knowledge of what it is to be in Christ and how you can be in Christ, and that you would be in Christ, and that we would, if we don't meet here in this earth, that we would meet in heaven someday, because we were both in Christ. Well, God bless you.